Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Full forecast details are coming up. With some flood-prone areas in Racine and Kenosha counties still drying out from Monday's rain, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for a large area of the state, including southeast Wisconsin. The watch goes into effect at 10 o'clock this evening. Several inches of rain could fall during thunderstorms overnight. The driver of a car that slammed into the rear of a Racine recycling truck, killing a City Public Works employee, has pleaded no contest to two charges filed against him after the accident in December. 20-year-old Benjamin Bell entered the plea in Racine Circuit Court this morning to charges of homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. According to court documents, witnesses said Bell was speeding and weaving in and out of traffic on Washington Avenue before he struck the DPW trucks, pinning Mark Gates. Gates, who was also a local pastor, later died at Frederick Hospital. Bell will be sentenced in September by Judge Emily Miller. We can't talk about it. The response from the presidents of both the Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant Village boards following a closed joint meeting in Mount Pleasant yesterday afternoon. The agenda listed discussion on a potential future development project in Racine County. The meeting adjourned with neither board taking any action. Both Mount Pleasant Village President Dave DeGroot and Sturtevant Village President Jamie Hoffman said they were unable to make any comment. DeGroot was asked by reporters about comments from both House Speaker Paul Ryan and State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss about Foxconn looking at southeastern Wisconsin and possibly Racine County for the location of a new manufacturing facility.
I can't speak on behalf of what Speaker Ryan says or what Speaker Voss says. All I can do is control what's happening in the village of Mount Pleasant, and we can't talk about it.
Foxconn is also reportedly looking at sites in several other states. Officials with the world's largest contract electronics maker said a decision would be announced this month. The process of hiring a new Mount Pleasant Village administrator is back on track after being halted by newly elected Village President Dave DeGroot shortly after the April election. The Village Board voted last night to restart the process with the same seven candidates who applied for the position before the process was put on hold. But if too many have decided to drop out, to accept additional applications for a short period of time. Trustee Gary Feast, who strongly protested the decision to put the process on hold, said he supports getting things moving again.
It has been my feeling that we should have had an administrator in here by now. That has not been the case. There was some discussion about if the pool had shrunk, that maybe we would open it up for 2 weeks. I could live with 2 weeks if necessary.
DeGroot halted the process, saying he was concerned the job description took too much responsibility away from the administrator's position. After reviewing those duties, he said the administrator will have some teeth and he supports getting the process underway again. The board also voted to wait until an administrator is on board before restarting the process of hiring a human resources director. With the announcement that Racine Mayor John Dickert will resign from office in less than a week and Council President Dennis Weiser will take the oath of office as the acting mayor the morning of July 17th, the wheels start moving on a new leadership structure. First and foremost, the council can now choose a date to hold the special election, with staff recommending November 7th to accommodate everything that has to be done. Another committee of the whole meeting will be held soon to start that process. The council will have to decide a new president once Weiser leaves that position, and a new alderman for the 10th district will have to be found, which the council will also determine. The Racine Unified School Board got an update on summer construction projects, including one glitch and one costly addition. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen said the one project that is somewhat delayed is the CTE building at Horlick because the steel for the framing isn't available yet. The track rebuild at Hammes Field next to Case is going to cost an additional $146,000 because of foundation issues, according to Hazen.
When they cut it, there's still a thin layer, but it's coming off in sheets, and all you have is the compacted gravel and dirt underneath. So in order to do it right, and these one of those things, the Hammes Field was done back in 1998, maybe, 99. So it's had a life, and we've got to replace it.
Other than those two buildings, Hazen reported both the Real School and Northwestern Avenue building work are on schedule. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.